Chapter 9. White Fang Fights for His Life. In the forest, Beauty Smith unchained his dog and stood back. For once, White Fang didn't make the first move. He was puzzled. This dog wasn't like any other dog he'd ever seen. It was short and squat and hairless. It just stood still and stared at White Fang. The crowd yelled, "Go get him, Cherokee! Eat him up!" But Cherokee turned his head and blinked, wagging his tail. Tim Keenan started talking to his dog in a low voice. The bulldog began to growl. Then White Fang sprang. The crowd gasped. White Fang had moved more like a cat than a dog, slashing at the bulldog with his deadly fangs and leaping away. The bulldog was bleeding, but he didn't even snarl. He just walked towards White Fang. Again, White Fang sprang in, wounding the bulldog. But the bulldog came after him, slowly and steadily. He had something to do and nothing could stop him. White Fang was confused. This dog didn't seem to notice his attacks. Then White Fang tried to knock the bulldog over. This was usually how he won his fights. He struck. But the bulldog was much shorter than the other dogs White Fang had fought. He missed the dog and lost his footing. At that instant, Cherokee's teeth gripped White Fang's throat and hung on. The crowd went wild. For the first time, it seemed that White Fang might be beaten. White Fang jumped up. He tried to shake the bulldog off. He was frantic. A great weight was dragging him down, choking him. Round and round he went, like a mad thing. But Cherokee knew he was doing right by hanging on. He would never let go. Each time White Fang hesitated, the bulldog sunk his teeth deeper. White Fang was getting tired. He couldn't get free, and he couldn't understand why. Then he fell. The bulldog shifted his grip, getting in closer. Those who had bet on Cherokee began to cheer. It looked as if the fight was over. At that moment, two men with a sled arrived and came over to see what was happening. White Fang had almost stopped struggling. His eyes were glazing over. Beauty knew the fight was lost, and he would have to pay out a lot of money. He sprang into the ring, cursing and yelling. As White Fang lay helpless, he began kicking him. The crowd hissed at him. This was cruelty, and to his own dog. One of the newcomers, a tall young man, pushed through the crowd. Beauty was just about to give another kick when the newcomer's fist landed in his face. He staggered and fell in the snow. "Coward!" shouted the young man, Scott, in a rage, his grey eyes flashing. He called to his friend, and both men bent over the dogs. The older man, Matt, took hold of White Fang. The younger man then tried to pull the dog's jaws apart. The crowd began to cheer. No one came to help them. "You'll have to use a stick," said Matt. Then Cherokee's owner, Tim Keenan, came forward. "Don't you touch my dog, stranger." "So this is your dog," replied Scott. "Break his grip, or I will." Tim Keenan didn't move, so Scott thrust the stick into the bulldog's jaws. He worked away gently, loosening the jaws a bit at a time. Suddenly White Fang was free. Tim Keenan picked up the struggling Cherokee and strode away into the crowd. White Fang tried to get up, but his legs were too weak. "He's not good," said Matt, "but he's still alive." Scott glared at Beauty Smith. "I'll give you $150 for him." "I ain't selling," muttered Beauty. "Oh, yes you are," said Scott coldly. He opened his wallet and counted out the notes. "You don't deserve to own this dog, or any dog." Coward that he was, Beauty slunk off without a word. He knew he was beaten.